Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the issue of somebody is putting on both talis and tefillin, which comes first. So the simple answer, but nothing is ever too simple, is that under normal circumstances we put on the talis first and only thereafterward do we put on the tefillin. Why? Because of the concept of Ma'alin B'Kodesh. Ma'alin B'Kodesh, we go up in Kedusha, and the tefillin are on a higher level of Kedusha than the talis. Accordingly, start with the talis, that's on the lower level of Kedusha, and then put on the tefillin thereafterward. But the complexities come in initially. Im hatfilin mizumanim biyada. What happens if you have the tefillin and they're available, and the talis you don't have? The talis, you left it at shul, for example, or it's in the other room. So if you have the tefillin here and you don't have the talis right now, ein sarech lahamtin l'talis, you don't wait on that talis, kedei lakdima lahanachas tefillin, in order to put that talis on first. So we don't wait. We put on the tefillin and not the talis. Accordingly, ela maniach tefillin miyad. Why do you put on the tefillin immediately? Because of another concept we have, that we don't wait on a mitzvah. When we have a mitzvah to do, ein mashinas a mitzvah, we do it immediately. So because we have the mitzvah of tefillin, we have the tefillin ready to go and we want to put on the tefillin, and we don't have the talis, don't wait on the mitzvah. So although our default would be ma'alin b'kodesh and we put on the talis before the tefillin, but if you don't have the talis, you still have the mitzvah tefillin to do, and we don't wait on a mitzvah, accordingly, put on the tefillin now, and then you'll put the talis on when it is available. And accordingly, continuing, third point, im b'shas hanachas talis u'tefillin, paga b'tefillin b'tchila. What happens if you have both your talis and tefillin there, but when you're reaching into your bag, for example, you have the tefillin on top and not the talis. So there's the tefillin is right there. We have a third concept, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, that if we have a mitzvah right here, we can't pass over it in order to do a different mitzvah. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. A similar concept is that if you're passed bread after hamotzi, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs is don't pass the bread to somebody else. Take a piece and eat it first. So ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. So same thing when we have im b'shas hanachas talis u'tfilin paga b'tfilin tchila. If it's at the time, then we have the mitzvah both talis and tfilin, but the tfilin is there first. Sarich laniach tfilin kodem. We have to put on the tfilin first because of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, and only thereafterward do we put on the talis. Now, what's very interesting is we typically think of this, that the tefillin is on top of my talis. That is why I have to the tefillin first. Well, what happens if they're side by side, for example, but I am closer to the tefillin than the talis? So it's not that the tefillin is sitting on top of the talis, but it's simply if I reach in, my hand is going to first be reaching the tefillin, but I don't have to move it at all. It's not in the way that I have to move it, but my hand is closer to the tefillin. So we paskin as follows: Va'afilu adayin lo achas et tefillin biyado. Even though you haven't touched the tefillin, you're not holding the tefillin in your hand. Rak lefi hoshatas yada hen munachin lefanav yoser karav min hatalis. But by reaching out your hand, closer to you is the tefillin, not the talis. Also here we say you're going to have to put on your tefillin first and not the talis because of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah. So ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah doesn't mean that I'm going to have to move the tefillin out of the way to get to the talis, but even if it's more directly in the line of my hand is going to have to reach over that tefillin to get to the talis, even though I'm not going to have to touch the tefillin, still we'd say ein ma'avirin ala mitzvah and put on your tefillin first. So that is point number three. Point number four, v'chein im becheder shebochu nimsa munachos atfilin. This is kind of obvious, but if in the room that you're in, it's obvious based on what we've been talking about, the room that you're in has the tefillin and the talis is in a different room, don't go, maybe it's not so obvious, because we would think maybe if they're different rooms, go get the talis, but here I wouldn't be passing over the tefillin. This is also considered passing over the tefillin. Tefillin is in the room you're in, talis is in a different room, and you want to do the mitzvah of both. You're ready to put on the talis and tefillin, but you don't have the talis here, so you put on the tefillin first, and thereafterward, go and get the the talis. And these concepts apply even if somebody is in shul and he's going to be embarrassed that he's putting on his tefillin first. It doesn't matter for the most part. It's tzarich iyun if we can be lenient because of embarrassment, because of this important concept of ein ma'arvin ala mitzvos. You have the tefillin first, you should be putting on the talis first, but for the exceptions that we brought above, you're going to have to pass over the talis. You don't have the talis right now, etc., etc. You would even in public put on the tefillin first. And continuing another halacha, v'lachein tzarich lizar shelo yaniach kisa tefillin. What we have to do, we have to be proactive when we're putting our talis and tefillin into our bag. We have to be careful to put the talis on top, tefillin underneath, talis on top, so that when we open that bag, we are going to get to the talis first, and we're not going to have to pass over the tefillin. Now, all of this applies if we are desirous to do the mitzvah of talis and tefillin right now. We don't have the talis available, or the tefillin is closer to us, etc., etc. We have to put on the tefillin first, go out of order. But if we're not desirous to put on the tefillin right now, only the talis, then all these halachas wouldn't apply. We're not being ma'avir, we're not passing over the tefillin if we're not interested in putting on the tefillin right now. Another interesting halacha, as it applies to the same concept, but another application is somebody comes to shul, he has his tefillin, and he wants to borrow a talis, so he's going to have to find the talis, but he has his tefillin right now to put on. He does not go and search for a talis in the shul and put on the talis first, because the tefillin is with him, he's ready to put it on. So don't wait to find the talis, put on the tefillin first, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos, ein mashin ala mitzvos. We don't wait, put on the tefillin first, and only thereafter would go and find a talis that you are going to put on. And that's where we are going to end right now. We have a lot of concepts, so the default is that you put on talis and then tefillin, because malim b'kodesh, but if it gets into having to wait, ein mashin ala mitzvah. If we have the tefillin now, we shouldn't wait for the talis. And if we have them both, well, we're going to have to pass over the tefillin to get to the talis. We brought a number of exceptions why we would put on the tefillin first before the talis. Have a wonderful day.